With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. The main writer, Carolyn Chute, has a collaborator in her husband, Michael, a man who cannot read or write.
He's got such school trauma that, you know, if anyone's just even sitting there talking in that tone of voice where you were, he's almost like blacks out.
Michael Chute has never read Carolyn's work. Indeed, he cannot read the labels on food cans or highway signs. But Carolyn Chute says Michael is their automobile and gun expert and helped her as she wrote her 1985 novel, The Beans of Egypt, Maine, and her newest, Letourneau's Used Auto Parts.
A person could know their grammar very well, and they could go to school and be really great at the English language and not know how to write a book because they don't know how to see. And he knows how to see. He can see beautiful things in people and disturbing things in people. He can see humanity very well.
Recently, a sixth grade teacher invited Carolyn Chute to talk to the class about writing and urged Chute to tell the kids about the importance of revision.
It came up. She asked it. She said, now tell them about how they should revise. I go, well, I says, you worry about that when you grow up. I says, when you're very old, you worry about that. I says, right now, pretending is the most important part.
Carolyn Chute's novel, Letourneau's Used Auto Parts, now a perennial paperback, again deals with the rural poor, and like her earlier novel, is set in the town of Egypt, Maine.
Now that I've got the town in my mind, the way things are laid out, I even had to draw a map. Why bother making up another town? I mean, I've already got one.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.